Earth and Sky.
The most powerful earthquake of 2009 was a magnitude 8 in the South Pacific. It triggered a tsunami, a series of giant waves. Within minutes, scientists were assessing the tsunami's potential impact throughout the Pacific. That's according to Vasily Titov, director of the NOAA Center for Tsunami Research.
When we know the tsunami is already generated, we're trying to forecast tsunami impact at all coastlines.
Titov said NOAA's tsunami forecasting system has improved since the devastating tsunami of 2004, which killed almost 200,000 people. He explained that today, as soon as an earthquake hits the Pacific, scientists collect data from tsunami detectors sitting at the bottom of the ocean. This information gets plugged into computer models.
The models can predict how high tsunami is going to be pretty much all over the ocean.
During the tsunami of 2009, scientists accurately forecast that it would hit the island of Samoa with waves up to 20 feet high.
The problem here is how to give them the forecast in a way that people would understand.
The death toll for the 2009 tsunami was under 200 people. Titov said most people on the island knew to get to higher ground right after they felt the quake. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.